Respiratory failure is a leading cause of code emergencies on medical and surgical floors in the United States. Patient-controlled analgesia to control pain after surgery has become common, and an increasing number of patients are at risk of obstructive sleep apnea. As a result, the need for continuous monitoring of both oxygenation and ventilation in lower acuity settings is more critical than ever before. However, existing oxygenation and ventilation monitoring solutions are complex and expensive, and they're often impractical to implement in lower acuity areas of care. Covidien is introducing a practical and integrated portfolio for continuous respiratory monitoring in these areas. The Covidien Nellcor Respiratory Function product portfolio reflects Covidien's commitment to continued innovation in patient monitoring to enhance clinician efficiency, support improved respiratory care, and maintain patient safety. Altline. Respiratory failure is a leading cause of cardiopulmonary arrest on medical and surgical wards. The Covidien Nellcor respiration rate algorithm derives a respiration rate measurement from changes in the pulse oximetry signal that are caused by physiological changes during spontaneous breathing. Spontaneous inspiration occurs when the respiratory center in the brain sends signals through the nervous system to activate the muscles used for breathing. This is called central ventilatory drive. When these signals reach the diaphragm, which is the primary muscle involved in spontaneous breathing, the diaphragm contracts, decreasing pressure in the thoracic cavity. The decrease in intrathoracic pressure increases the amount of blood returned to the heart from the periphery of the body. This increase in venous return changes the amount of blood under the pulse oximetry sensor, which in turn causes changes in the baseline component of the pulse oximetry signal. Spontaneous inspiration also changes the amount of blood ejected from the heart with each beat, known as stroke volume.